Welcome to the weekly edition of Beyond the Title, where we get to know the person behind the strategy, the story, and yes, the brand. Joining us every week are senior professionals across the globe. So amazing that we just have to know who they are. Joining us today is Pascal Lanoux from NetReviews. Hi, Pascal. Welcome.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I am doing amazing. I'm doing amazing. How are you doing today?
Well, still waking up, as I told you. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm really fine and happy to start the day with you and with Insider.
Do you still get surprised by the time change in Europe when we have the winter to summer changes?
Yes, kind of. You know, I didn't even notice we changed the time this weekend, and my team told me yesterday, actually, that we changed the time since Saturday. So it's, you know, I don't understand anything about time changing, because we were told that we would stop to do that, actually. And I think it's the last time that we changed time, no?
Fingers crossed, that has been said, exactly. So I'm hoping this will be the last one, because when I started working on the Uplift APAC program, as you've seen on my LinkedIn recently, all my times got changed so much that I was waking up around 4 a.m. to have calls with the APAC versus 5. That 1 hour is very important. Hey, Pascal, let's keep this about you. So tell me about this amazing picture of you in your ski gear going up the ski lift. Where is that first?
Yeah, it was in the Alps in France, actually. And this picture on which I look like a professional snowboarder actually has been taken the first day of my life. I've been trying to do some skiing, actually. So I took some lessons and so on. It was, I'm not a ski guy, definitely. It has been terrible. And quite not a bad experience, but exhausting and almost humiliating, you know, because I'm very bad at skiing. You know, when you start something new and you understand that you should, you know, stay away from this, that's terrible, actually. For my ego, it was a very bad day. For my eyes, a wonderful day, because it's a wonderful place.
That is the one reason why I would keep going to these amazing Alps, or to high altitudes, right? You get to see the beauty covered in snow. good. Now, Pascal, this is where we get to know a little bit more about yourself, and we get to know you beyond the title. So what is your ikigai? What's the reason you jump out of bed each morning?
Okay. Actually, honestly, I'm convinced. I'm very happy every day to discover some new things. Actually, I really, I have a kind of day-to-day mindset. Actually, I don't plan, you know, things in 2 or 3 or 5 years personally. On a professional level, yes, but not for my personal life. So every day is a reason to enjoy life. And I really think it sounds a bit, you know, a bit empty when I say that, but I really enjoy every day and the fact that I'm sure I will discover something new every day, which is the case right now. It's the first time that I am interviewed by Insider in Beyond the Title, and you know, so I'm starting today with the new things, meeting you again. I met you already, but it's a real pleasure to be convinced that every day has something, you know, a new thing to be discovered.
Awesomeness, awesomeness. And for those of you who have not watched Pascal's amazing session moderation at Uplift EMEA, do watch it. It's with our amazing Jackie Barnett, who has been on BTT before, and with Marta Ogorokiewicz, sorry, do apologize, who will be joining us in a couple of weeks' time as well on BTT.
I'll say hello from me.
will do. So Pascal, now, if life were a movie, which I definitely believe it is, what would be a character you would play?
Yeah, how weird can be my answers, actually, when you
go crazy.
Okay. Actually, if life was a movie, I would be one of the precog in Minority Report, actually. You know, if you remember this movie with the three precogs, I would be one of them, definitely. I don't say that because I like water, because they are staying in the water.
That's
I think I do have some precog powers, and I can feel things and see them coming sometimes.
What's your precognition telling you now about the year to come, the Q4 of 2020 and Q1 of 2021?
I feel that this year Christmas will be in December. This is something I've been feeling very, very strongly. I saw Christmas around end of December, and that's one of my precog intuition. And I have another intuition in that everything's going to be fine again very rapidly. That's for sure.
I am praying, knocking, and hoping for this definitely to pass. The first one, I am really fingers crossed on Christmas to definitely be in December. And for the second one, yes. I'm gonna come back to this. I'm gonna send you the clip of this this side of the video, just because I do believe it's gonna pass. It's gonna come to pass. So yes.
Cool.
Awesomeness. Now, you've been having such a busy time with NetReviews right now. You guys are changing the brand to Keepers. There's a lot going on. But if life was a hustle, you know, in the hustle of things, you know, what keeps you sane? What's the one app that you definitely have to use every day to keep yourself sane and structured?
Okay, actually, Spotify helps me a lot for music, but as well for meditation podcast. I really started, you know, we are having a strange time right now. I'm very busy on a professional way and so on, but, you know, with COVID and so on, the time is a bit weird. And for the first time in my life, I've been listening meditation podcasts to, you know, to be more relaxed then and to fall asleep more easily. And it kind of works, actually. I'm getting hypnotized every evening and fall asleep very rapidly and wake up happy. So do meditation podcasts.
Oh, awesome. I'm going to try them out. Meditation podcast. It's on Spotify, right?
Yeah. You just, you know, there look for meditation and you will find very easily some podcasts. So it's a nice thing, actually.
Awesome. Now, keeping in tune with, you know, what we do at BTT is, you know, if you could turn back time, if you could go back to your first job, you know, what would you have done differently?
Nothing, actually. My first job, I was very young. I was something like 15 years old and so on. Wow. It was a summer job. I was obsessed at that time with speaking German and working. I really wanted to work very, very young, actually. And I found a summer job in Germany. I was doing some kind of assisting stuff for a German company, having many customers in France. And I worked there two summers in a row. And the second time, the second summer, my mother came to pick me up and she met my boss. And they fell in love and they got married, and I have two German sisters now. So it's
God bless.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That is a brilliant story.
Yeah. So I would change nothing, because if I change anything, I would be too afraid to, you know, not having two wonderful sisters, half German, half French.
Awesomely said. Now, you've got this love for languages. As you said, you went to Germany because you want to learn German. But I see, of course, this lovely Arabic writing behind you, which says Beirut. Are you also learning Arabic?
Yeah, I'm learning Arabic, you know, very progressively. So I can read Arabic now. When I speak Arabic, I think people can only understand two or three words, but I'm really passionate with learning this language, and it's very interesting, because I think that people who are I understood how hard it can be for people who, you know, who are from Arabic countries. I'm very surprised that they can speak so easily English or French or whatever, because the system of thinking, the way of thinking, the language is so different. And I'm really amazed about the ability of Arabic-speaking people to speak another language. So, you know, I think as an Occidental person, always learning French, English, and, you know, Occidental languages, you don't understand how hard it can be for other people speaking languages such as Arabic or maybe even Chinese or Japanese and so on. It's how they can be struggling with that. And it's really, for me, it was very interesting to feel this, to see how it can be difficult to switch, to skip from one language to the other. It's very interesting. So, but I love to learn Arabic. Actually, I'm very proud to write and read from right to left and so on, and to, you know, to understand these letters. And I'm very excited about it.
Awesome. Have you been already to any of the Arabic speaking countries?
Yeah. You know, there is a strong connection anyway between France and Arabic speaking countries.
So true. Yeah.
And I have been many times to Beirut. That's why this picture is there. And by the way, the artist who did this picture in a time as she was contained, locked down, you know. And so that's a quite interesting story behind this. And by the way, I love Lebanon. That's why I have a picture of Beirut in my apartment. I have a kind of crush for this country and Lebanese people, for whom I wish, you know, a lot of, I wish they will have one day a wonderful destiny that they really definitely deserve. Actually, it's one of their
so
wonderful
true.
People.
Again, you know, we're hoping and praying that both Lebanon and Syria come out of the tensions that they're in, and we get to also enjoy the culture of these lovely countries. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Pascal. Now, going forward in time to present day, what is your biggest leadership challenge that you're facing right now?
Yeah. Well, I'm really in the middle of it right now because NetReviews, which, you know, recently changed its name into Skippers, is a new group, a new fast-growing group, because we are going to make many external growths. And there is a real leadership challenge behind this, creating a group, a new group identity and culture. And having, you know, whole every people fitting into this culture and being proud working for this group and so on. So there is a real challenge of leadership of convincing everyone and having them working together and looking in the right direction. In the future, like on my ski picture, you know, aiming for the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
So it's a huge challenge, actually, in terms of leadership, when you do, you know, external growth and welcome people, and it's very interesting.
See, I can tell you, you're already doing a good job of it, and I'll share an interesting story that I had from last week. So, you know, I'm putting together Uplift APAC on the 19th of November. So we were speaking to some of our customers, our partners. Zenium was one of them. And the reason they chose to speak at our event is because you had spoken at the Uplift DMA summit. And he said that, you know, I've heard Pascal, of course, he didn't know you directly, but he knew of NetReviews and they had done some business. They had been following your company for a while. So he said that, the reason I'm speaking at your event is because NetReviews spoke at Uplift.
Yeah, that's the best thing you could tell me this morning. You know, you were asking for a reason to wake up every morning. This is exactly the kind of things, you know, I want to hear and discover every day. And so I was right to wake up this morning and having this moment with you.
Every Thursday, 10 a.m., if you tune in to Insider's YouTube channel, you'll have our live BTT videos. And we have amazing speakers like yourself, amazing thought leaders like yourself, who've lived these extraordinary lives, who have these amazing mindsets. And I think that's the need for the hour of why we created this series and the show, is because we want to put together these stories that you bring to everyone that people do not know of, right? Your love for languages, your the positivity that you portray, how you go to sleep, as you mentioned, right, with Spotify's meditation music. So it's amazing to get that sneak peek into the lives of amazing professionals like yourself. And I think everyone needs that bit of positivity every day.
Yeah, I will wake up every Thursday, I promise.
Love you for that, Pascal. So now we are going future. We are hoping to look for a brighter, better future. And as you mentioned, you want to climb that summit even with net reviews. So what are your hopes for the future?
Well, my hope are more personal than professional. And this question is a bit tricky because if I answer it, I will sound like a beauty patient, you know? So yes,
You are beautiful, Pascal.
for the future, I want peace and love and happiness on Earth and social justice as well and fairness. This is maybe something we are missing right now. I think all people on Earth are looking for some fairness, I think, and I hope and we'll be able to build it all together. Of course, I'm continuing my beauty pageant speech, okay, but save the nature, please. We only have one Earth. Do something. And something I made more specific that I mentioned for Lebanon and Syria, I want them to get the future they deserve. I would be very happy if something would change in these countries. And so that's my wish for the future.
And my wholehearted prayer as well from my heart, from the depths of my heart. I'm hoping that will come to pass. Let's get to know a little bit more about the fun side of you, Pascal. What's the one weird fact about you?
Well, I think I can be a very weird person, but we have to keep this information between you and me, and I hope nobody
No
else
one's listening.
will. Okay, that's cool. But one of the weirdest thing about me is maybe that I talk a lot, but I talk as well a lot with myself. I can't help it actually, and the good thing is that people now are thinking I'm having a mobile phone conversation with someone when they see me talking alone. And as I was younger, people were thinking I was just crazy and needed help. And now people are thinking I'm having a phone call. So that's not that weird anymore. But I talk a lot with myself. Yeah.
That's, did you know even Albert Einstein actually spoke a lot to himself?
Oh, no, I didn't know. I didn't know that.
He would theorize in his mind, but of course he didn't want to keep it down, so he would of course talk a little bit louder, or not really announcing it, but speak to himself. And people thought he was a quack because of it, but in fact he was having genius conversations, self-reflecting on his own hypotheses and his theories. So hey, you
Wow.
are as smart as Albert Einstein there.
Yeah, wow. I was right to wake up this morning and to have this time with you. Can I come back tomorrow morning and every day until next Thursday? Can we do it again?
Always, always, Pascal. In fact, I'm going to hunt down for reasons to have you on stage with us at Insider. So I'm going to definitely find those with you. And there are loads of reasons to have you on stage.
Okay,
You're an amazing
cool.
guy.
Thank
So,
you.
last question, keeping in mind that we have the time for podcast, what was the proudest moment in your life?
Actually, I've been very proud for a small thing, actually, but I don't know. I cannot explain why it has been so exciting for me and made me so proud. It was the day I had my boat driver license, actually.
Awesome.
It has been one of the most important moments of my life, and I still try to understand with my shrink why actually, but it has been really important for me, and I've been very proud to have this boat driving license. It was, 3 years ago. It's very recent. So I spent many years without proud, and I'm proud since 3 years because I have my boat driving license.
Awesome. Did you buy a boat as well?
No.
Not
Please
yet.
don't ask me if I've been driving a boat since. Don't ask this question. I won't answer.
There we go. You have a boat license. It's amazing to already know that you've got that proud moment, right? I wish I could drive a boat as at least even get a license. No, thank you so much, Pascal. This has
You're
been
welcome.
an
Thank you.
amazing Beyond the Title with you. And thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. I really had a nice time, and I'm proud actually to share with Insider, because everybody's talking about Insider in France right now. So I was there. I know them. I know you. I know Insider.
Philippe, Nico, and Jonathan are going to be ecstatic hearing that. And I know they are also watching us live right now. So thank you so much, Pascal, and hope to see you for another Insider
Yeah,
event
really.
soon.
I will enjoy it. Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Cheers.